Hey, how's it going? I'm Vera, and welcome back to Vera's City Place. I have a new post schedule. I post every other Thursday. If you'd like to suggest a podcast episode, suggest host, or even be a guest host, message me on Instagram at vera.cdplace. But first, a word from our sponsors. Most common allergen in the U.S. are airborne allergens, such as grass, ragweed, sagebrush, lamb's quarters, and tumbleweed. Allergies, hay fever, or seasonal allergic rhinitis, whatever you want to call it, odds are you will likely be experiencing it, or you're experiencing it now, if you're listening in spring, that is. The term hay fever originated from the 19th century belief that the smell of hay in summertime irritates the body. I worked on a barn with horses before, and hay makes me extremely itchy and uncomfortable. I could totally see why they would think that, like, hay would cause itchiness or allergies in 19th century. I'm with them. So what exactly is pollen? Pollen is an airborne allergen that affects 5.2 million children and 19.2 million adults, according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, also known as AAFA. Pollen is a product of reproduction of cone-bearing and flowering plants. Most of the pollen that is making us sneeze is coming from trees, grass, and weeds. It's the pollen that's produced more easily and carried by the wind. Between March and May is when all the trees are, you know, spewing or shooting or whatever term you want to use, but they're getting rid of a lot of pollen, like it's going everywhere. Oak, poplar, willow, and elm, and also cedar, are some of the troublemakers, or I guess I should say lovemakers, during these months. I'd say grass is pretty problematic as well. The popular grasses such as Bermuda, rye, and Kentucky grass cause allergies in spring and early summer. If you're in the South, you're probably going to experience pollen, and also allergies, all year because those babies just keep on growing. But in the North, you might be a little okay. Like, it might kind of slow down in winter when everything's absolutely dead. The number one weed is ragweed. And sadly, that grows in 49 out of the 50 states we have. And guess which state doesn't have ragweed? No, it wasn't Hawaii, actually. It was Alaska. Alaska is the only state without ragweed. That is the only way you can escape it. Now, here are some symptoms of pollen allergies. Sneezing, runny nose, stuffy nose, red and watery eyes, and swelling around the eyes. And you may be wondering, why is my body causing me so much pain because of pollen? Our bodies see the pollen and react to this foreign substance by producing antibodies. Your immune system is trying to save you and causes at first symptoms such as itching, swelling, runny nose, etc. You know, the stuff I listed above. Obviously, we can't get rid of pollen because we need it so plants can reproduce, but the best way to avoid having such a bad allergic reaction is to maybe check the pollen count, potentially go out later in the day. The pollen count could be a lot lower at like 6 p.m., opposed to 12 p.m. And now you're probably wondering, what is pollen count and how is it measured and why do I need it? Pollen count is the amount of pollen that is in the air. It is measured by a rotarod. Yeah, that's what I said. A rotarod is a small box-shaped object that can be mounted on a tripod. It has a rotating rods at the bottom end, hence the name, you know, roto and rod. Rods are about 4 centimeters long and 1 centimeter wide. The edge is coated with a silicone grease. As the rods spin, they capture a sample of all the pollen in the air. After a while, you remove the rods and put them in a slide mount system, add stain, and cover the slip by... Oh, sorry. You cover the slip to be examined by a compound microscope. You would be able to, you know, discuss the different types of pollen in the air based on what you saw on there. The count is then converted into units of grains per cubic meter of air. People with allergies can use this pollen grain count to decide what time of day has less pollen and, you know, when to go outside. I feel like knowing the pollen count could also help with gardening or farming, but I couldn't find anything on that, so let me know if you could. I'll probably dabble in that a little further. Well, that's all I have for you today. Today's plant word of the day is biogeneric, a hybrid plant that was made by crossing two parent plants of distinct genera, the plural of genus. I also suppose that the plant word of the day could have just been pollen, but it seems pretty on the nose. Well, happy sneezing!